I said, I just have something short here to encourage the saints, amen, and to have us keep on keeping on. It's just, it's in Romans, the 12th chapter, amen. It's something that we all have heard, read, and preached, and whatever, but I just have a few thoughts, amen. Romans 12 chapter, and we're just going to do the first two verses. Amen. It says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. I'd like to start off by saying that God doesn't accept anything but His perfect will. Amen. We ask, what is God's will? Well, we have to look back to the beginning when God created us. What did He create us for? Amen. He created us to serve Him. Any creator or ruler wants their people to obey and to serve them. Amen. That's all God wants. He wants us to serve Him. It's simple. Amen. But as we look at history down through the times, we've seen that in order to get people to obey them and to serve them, some rulers have ruled with what we say iron fists. They are terrible, dishonest. They're taskmasters. Amen. But we can't say that about God. God wants us to serve Him because we want to.
Amen.
Amen. He gave us a choice because we want to.
That's right.
So, in order, let me segue into the little message that I have today, and say that it's about a godly life and service. Amen. A godly life and service. First, we have to have consecration. Amen. Consecration is a life dedicated to doing God's will. Amen. As we start out in this chapter, it says, I beseech you. Paul is writing to the Roman church, and he's not only asking them, but he's begging them. He's pleading to them. Amen. He's appealing to them. Amen. To do these things. But here in brethren, I believe Paul is referring to somebody that is filled with God's Spirit. Amen. Now, I may have people that I don't even know over in third world countries or clear across the world that are my brothers.
Yeah.
Because they serve the same God that I serve.
Amen.
They are Spirit-filled people. So that's what Paul is referring to.
Amen.
When he says brother.
Amen.
Not brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Brother.
All right.
All right. Amen. As long as we make that plain. Amen. It says, by the mercies of God.
Yes.
Amen. Let us look at all that God has done for us. Amen. The mercies of God. First of all, He died for our sins. He gave us a chance for eternal life with Him. He brought us out of darkness into this marvelous light. Then we can go into the physical material things that he's done for us. None of us are in the street. He blessed us with a home. He blessed us with food. He blessed us with reasonable health. Amen. He blessed us with cars to take us over the highways. Amen. It's just, and it just, it's endless. He wakes us up every day.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. It's just it's just endless the things that he, the mercies that he bestow upon us.
Yes.
Amen. And then it says to present. Present means to make available to.
All right.
Amen.
Yes.
Offering your bodies to God. Making our bodies available to him. Amen. And it says, presenting your bodies. It's easy for some people to offer somebody else's body for a hard job while we sit back and say, all right, go ahead. Go ahead. You know, you can do that. You can do this. But this says your body. This is personal.
Yes.
You hear me?
Yes.
This is personal. It's an individual affair.
Hallelujah.
Amen. It says that we should save ourselves from this untoward generation.
Hallelujah.
Amen. It's personal. Not somebody else's body, but your body.
Hallelujah.
Amen. A living sacrifice.
Yes.
God just don't want anything. A living sacrifice is something that's useful.
Yes.
Something that we want. Let me give you an example. He wants prime time.
All right.
I'm not talking about Deion Sanders. He wants prime time. It's like when you come home from a hard day's work. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
You've kicked off your shoes, rested a little bit, had a good, hearty home-cooked meal.
Mm-hmm.
The kids are all done with their homework. Finally, you get them off to bed. It's not real, you know, these daylight saving days, it's not real dark outside. But it's too dark to go out and work in the yard. But, it's that time where people stop calling. Amen? But it's early enough that you can, let's say, kick back and watch a good movie. And then still get a good night's sleep. That's what I call prime time. The times, the something that you have that you want, that's what God wants. He wants your prime time.
Amen.
Amen. And it's something that we have to give. That's the sacrifice that God wants. He don't want just the quick 10 minutes here. Here you go. Thank you, Jesus, all day. Bye.
Amen.
That's it. He wants that prime time. The thing that you want. Like I say, when you feel like, oh, I can kick back and watch a movie now, and I can do this, I can do that, that's the time that he wants.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Holy. It has to be clean, and it has to be from your heart. Amen. It has to be willing for God to accept it. I look back at Cain and Abel. How that Cain and Abel both sacrificed. But the Lord didn't accept Cain's because he wasn't willing. He didn't give him the best. God just don't want our afterthoughts. He wants what he asked for. He asked for 10%. He asks for the best, and that's what he needs. That's what he wants. It has to be clean from the heart and willing in order for God to accept it. He don't want you just, oh man, I got to give some more.
That is it.
Willing. Reasonable service. It's just something that we should do. And be not conformed to this world. Action. Don't be conformed or don't live according to the fashions of this world. Or adopt to its customs. We know that the world and everything in it is going to be destroyed. So why even get your head wrapped around it? Don't let the world, for a better use of the word, squeeze you into something that it wants to mold you to. But it says, be transformed. Be transformed. Amen. Let God remold your minds into thinking like Him.
Yes.
Paul said in Philippians 2 and 5, let the mind of Christ be in you. That is also in Christ. Amen. Now this is the only way that we can please God. And prove that His perfect will is become our ways and thoughts. Amen. In Isaiah 55, 8 and 9 it says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. As far as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. It brings us, and I'm going to close with this, to grace. The favor that God had shown Paul when he was writing to the Roman church compelled him to warn his people not to get an overinflated opinion of ourselves, but to be level-headed in our thinking, realizing that whatever we are or whatever we hope to be, it will be to the credit of God. Because without Him, we can do nothing. I didn't want to bore you, I just wanted to encourage you, give you a little something that will keep you encouraged during these difficult times. Amen. Whatever it is that we're going through, we still must live a godly life and service to God. Amen. God bless you. Let's keep Elder in prayer. I know he hates to miss church.